Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 11 and 12, the Bible says, "As an eagle stirreth up her nest, flittereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him." Here in Deuteronomy 32, the Hebrews are about to go into Canaan, the promised land. After 40 long years of wandering due to their disobedience, every person who was over the age of 20, 40 years ago, has now died, all but Joshua and Caleb. God has met their every need of food, water, clothing, daily provision. He's led them with a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day. And he's done everything to help them, and yet they face one more difficulty. Moses is going to die. God gives an illustration here in Exodus 32 that is amazing to me. He uses the illustration of an eagle and how she gets her young eaglets ready to be out on their own. Eagles build large nests. Most of these nests are anywhere from 5 to 9 feet across and can weigh up to 2 tons. It's made mainly of sticks and limbs, and it's lined with animal pelts and feathers that the parents have retrieved and things, and make it as soft and comfortable and insulated on the inside as possible. The eggs are then laid and sat on by both parents until they hatch. The eaglets begin to grow quickly. Within 6 weeks, they're nearly fully grown. They grow these downy type feathers that are black, and then they begin to shed them. And after about 6 or 8 more weeks, the parents begin to bring food for them to eat, but they don't give it to them. They place it on the outside edges of the nest and make the eaglets go to the food and jump on it with their talons, and they're learning how to catch prey. Soon, the parents fly by the nest with food, but just make them hungrier. Say why? They're teaching them by hunger to come out of that nest. The time then comes for them to fly, and the mama eagle stirs up the nest. What does this mean? She takes all of the fur and the feathers out of the nest and throws it out. She then takes her talons and takes the nice, flat, smooth surface of the sticks on the bottom. And she begins to pull those sticks up to where they start poking the eaglets. She wants it to be uncomfortable for them. Then the eagle does something amazing. The eagle will fly over the nest and hover. And the mother eagle will open up her wings and flap and screech at a very loud and scary type scream. And the eaglets begin to get so afraid that they climb to the outside edge of the nest. And as soon as one gets close to the edge, mom pushes it off. It begins to fall hundreds, maybe even thousands of feet, just like a bowling ball. But falling at 200 miles an hour, here comes Mama Eagle. She'll swoop down and catch that eagle on her back. Fly high, soar out there, and the eaglet begins to feel safe again. And they'll fly higher than the nest. And then Mom will tip her wings, and he'll fall off again. He'll begin to flap and flop around, and eventually, through many trials like this, and many catches and many falls, the eagle begins to learn to fly. I want you to notice that God says in Deuteronomy 32, verses 11 and 12, as the eagle, so the Lord. God compares himself to the eagle in reference to those Hebrews about to go into the wilderness, and God is going to stir the nest. He's going to make it uncomfortable for them, but they're going to have to be made uncomfortable to do his will. You see, they may not have wanted to do it, but he's going to get them to do it. I find that many times in my life, God has had to stir my nest. I'm not just talking about my home. I mean my life for God. He's had to stir that nest to get me to do things that I probably wouldn't have done on my own. Let me give you three quick thoughts. Number one, God stirs our nest to get us to do what he made us to do. You see, that nest is a place of comfort and protection. If God doesn't stir the nest, we would be too comfortable and never leave or fly. That's what, as a teenager, when I left to go to Bible college, I left the comfort of home. I left the comfort and security of my parents. I left the financial security that was around me to launch out into something very uncomfortable. God does not want to spoon feed us all of life. He wants us to begin to get things on our own. God made us to fly high and be strong, not sit in a nest. We don't need people 30 and 40 and 50 years old living with mommy and daddy. They need to get out of the nest. And God sometimes makes it uncomfortable. Number two, after God stirs the nest, you may feel like you're failing at first, but that failure is your step to success. Failure is only failure if you don't get back up. You see, you thought you knew how to do it because you could lift yourself up on the nest, but flying's totally different. Young people learn to ride a bike. They think they can ride a bike till you take the training wheels off. Then they're afraid. You know, we have to be willing to put ourselves in places where we understand that failure is a step to success. It is not an end in itself. God wants you to do more, and you will drop until you learn how to do it. That's what soul winning's about. That's what doing things for God is all about. That's what growing up is all about. Nobody does everything right the first time they do it. Failure is only failure when you stay down. Number three, when God stirs the nest and teaches us to fly, it's going to be a little fearful. You know, I have to trust that God will catch me and that I'm not going to go splat. I'm 57 years old nearly, and I have learned that God's never let me hit the ground. There's a couple times I've thought we were getting pretty close, but seems like at the last second God swooped down and was able to catch me. I may not look graceful as I tumble, but I'm learning to fly. Others may laugh and criticize. They say there's no hope, but one day I'll soar high above them. It may be fearful for you to, as you grow in the Lord, but it's worth it. You say, well, it just doesn't seem fair. Okay, it might not seem fair, but this is part of the process. As the eagle stirred the nest, so God was stirring it for us. You know, there's not a recorded eaglet anywhere that has been lost by a parent eagle when they've been kicked out of the nest. We don't know of one that has been recorded, and God will not drop you either. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.